Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here, Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback,
and the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Welcome back in the Morning Hook, man. Having a great time with Dr. Dane Todd on a Friday. Boy, there's a lot going on. By the way, first of all, he already diagnosed this little bump.
Yep, diagnosed it. That's a ganglion cyst right there. Yep, it's due to just a tiny bit of arthritis and joint irritation. Totally benign. Don't worry about it. Looks funny. Typically don't hurt.
No, it's a little stiff.
Yeah, a little stiff.
That's where it's at.
Kind of a funny location for one, but that's okay.
Yeah, I actually listened to what you've said in the past. You're not supposed to poke that with anything.
Do not poke them with anything.
There's no way.
Smash them with a book, right? That's what the other old wives' tale is. Just ignore them.
It is. It's really because they like push on it a little bit, and you can feel the fluid.
Yep.
Like, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're kind of making me uncomfortable.
Look, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Will's struggling back there.
Dane, you said you had a unique story for us today, too, by the way. Will hasn't heard this yet. I haven't heard the story, but he had a story about, he'll probably talk through an injury as well at the same time, but it's unique. The patient
is
unique.
That's right. So I wasn't supposed to work over Thanksgiving. I ended up working a lot more than I anticipated working over Thanksgiving.
Did you buy flowers or cook dinners? What did you do to make up for this?
We're just going to move on from there. I haven't done much yet, and thanks for planting that seed, Bill.
That's right. Is she listening?
I don't know if she's listening or not.
Miss Todd, are you listening?
She listens
trying to help Miss Todd. Miss Todd.
We'll see. She'll text me.
Text Dane if you're listening, and just sit in your top five requests. Quest for him being absent recently.
Yeah, this just got more expensive. I went and saw this gentleman this weekend who actually happens to listen to our show every single Friday. So, and
recovering right now. Hope you're listening.
Yes, he is recovering right now. Said he'd be listening. I told him straight up I was going to talk about him because he had a unique problem. So it's the old weekend warrior phenomenon, right? Where
if he listened, he wouldn't have known not to do that.
I know. Fun fact is we get older, playing a little backyard football with the family on Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, as we age, our tendons don't exactly like us as much.
The young brains.
Tore both of his quad tendons.
No.
What?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I've taken care of a couple of people like this over the years. Trust me, it's much, much easier to take care of them when you only tear one side and you got one good wheel.
Goodness. Two bad wheels now.
We got him all fixed up on Monday this week. So,
man. Yeah. Thanks for
shout out to my buddy. Great guy. He'll do well.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening too. I hope you speedy recovery.
Yeah, I mean it's a tough job, backyard football. It's not easy.
Make sure you're stretching out, warming up, okay, and not trying to run a 4.440. Okay,
I choose not to do those. Yeah.
Maybe just play all time QB.
All time QB is a solid move.
Yeah.
Not to move as much.
I choose not to do those anymore.
Yeah, exactly right.
You just sit and watch.
Yes.
Yep. And break up the arguments when they happen.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a way easier to sit in like a chair and watch.
That's right. That's right. Way
usually
easier.
Inside from a window.
Yep, all day.
Closer to cocktails.
Yeah.
Okay. Dane, also, man, you got there's big stuff happening at Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
There is.
And we teased this a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
If you might have been around the stadium on Friday, you might have heard some stuff. But, Dane, tell us what is the big stuff going on.
Yeah. So my group, Nebraska Orthopedic Sports Medicine, we are on January 1st going to be combining entities and merging groups with Lincoln Orthopedic Center here in town. And so we are now going to come under our common name. It's going to be Nebraska Orthopedic Center will be our new group name. Yeah. And we're excited about it because, you know, a big part of what I do in orthopedics and what we do in medicine these days is specialty based. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I always tell people, you know, if you have a Ferrari and it needs work done on it, you're not taking it to the Toyota dealership. Okay. You just can't take it to a jack of all trades kind mm-hmm. of place. And so by combining the two largest orthopedic groups in the city together, we'll end up having 23 plus physicians, surgeons specifically, and then additional physicians, all fellowship trained, all with very specific specialties where you can come see us for your orthopedic care. You can still see any physician that you want to and have a relationship with, okay? But same rules apply, right? Anybody who calls into my office, they can request to see me. They can request to see any one of my partners. We'll see you, okay? And there's no, we're not forcing you down a rabbit hole, okay?
Yeah.
But what it does is it makes it so that guys like me who are, I'm a sports medicine doctor, right? I operate on shoulders, hips, and knees. I'm an arthroscopy specialist. That's what I do. I don't do knee and hip replacements, right? Because mm-hmm. I've got partners who do 800 of those a year, and that's all they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is it makes it so that we can provide better and more specialized care for everybody. So nothing's going to change in the near future as far as where the offices are located at. Neither one of us has a space or a building big enough to house us all. So,
yeah.
But we are going to be building a new office at 70th and A Street to accommodate everything. And the other big thing that's coming on January 1st is we are going to be opening up our own orthopedic urgent care.
Yes. Wow.
So now 7 days a week, if you have orthopedic issues that come up, new injuries, including after hours, and I think that it's going to stay open until 8 o'clock. We haven't squared away all the details right yet. You can actually come in and see an orthopedist to get good x-rays, good treatment, good splints put on, and immediately get to the end game of what your diagnosis is, as opposed to, well, unfortunately, what sometimes happens is just make sure nothing horrible is bad, right? So that's all big changes that are coming.
Huge.
For us.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's been a long time in the making. That we've had a lot of administrators working their butts off over the mm-hmm. last 2 years to make this happen. And so we're excited about it because, like I said, the big goal is to improve the orthopedic care in the area and take care of people as best as we possibly can. And we feel like we're going to be able to do this a lot more effectively and efficiently mm-hmm. working together with the majority of the orthopedists in the city rather than working against each other.
That's awesome, man. Congrats, very cool. Man. That's big news.
Yep.
That's big news. Now, obviously, I think it's awesome because I think the biggest thing you said there was the specialization of care.
Mm-hmm.
The number of avenues that are now created or will be created on January 1st for patients.
Right. And that's something I talk to my patients about all the time because I'll have patients request me all the time to come and see me, and some of my longstanding patients. I'll see anybody who comes in the door, basically. Okay. And like I said, I don't do knee and hip replacements mm-hmm. anymore. Okay. Just because I wasn't doing enough of them to stay good, and it's not what I really love doing. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'll have patients oftentimes where we'll get x-rays. I'll have been managing their knee pain with injections, that kind of stuff, for a long time. And they'll finally say, hey, listen, this isn't working anymore. You need to have this replaced. Mm-hmm. And what they'll do is they'll say, well, okay, so then when do you want to replace it?
I'm not.
I say, well, fun fact, I don't even replace these things.
I know a guy.
And I say, but here's the thing. I have partners who that's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I tell them straight up, I say, I'll send you to the people that I send my own family members to. And people are so appreciative of that because it's like anything else. I want to go to the best possible mm-hmm. person for the situation, right? And the more that I can get to saying, hey, listen, I'm not the guy for this, right? But I know who is, and I know who you should see to get this taken care of, to put you in the best situation. And that's what we're going to be able to do with more specialists and more care is we can all diagnose you.
Yeah.
But just because, yes, I still know how to do carpal tunnel releases and fix distal radius fractures, and, yeah, I can technically replace a knee or a hip, doesn't mean that
I'm going to give you the best person for you. If you need any, like, testimonies, I'm going to get in trouble probably, but he'll probably text me. My buddy Big Coos, he comes over there, and I think he has, like, 10 different doctors over there for all of his ailments.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's a good avenue. It's a good avenue. So, well, dang good, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah, no.
That's good stuff. And we'll decide. So, for that January 1st, we're not that far away. Will websites change and all that stuff? There'll be a lot of updating.
Yeah, I'm websites sure, will change.
Sure, phone
all
numbers
that kind
will
of
be
stuff.
The same.
Phone numbers are staying the same.
But the websites will change, and I'm going to have to learn how to say this.
Nebraska Orthopedic Center.
Yeah.
It's still Nebraska Orthopedic Sports Medicine for
now. I just got
to
stop.
The ink's not dry yet, but we've decided to start letting patients know because it's pretty far down the road that something dramatic
I
had
just gotten pretty good at saying
you had just gotten
sports medicine.
Good. I know.
Yeah, you did. It took you a while. It
took you a minute.
You'll get this. You'll get this.
You'll get it.
I'll get this. Well, good. So, all right. Hey, that's good stuff.
Congratulations again, Dave.
Congrats, man. That's big news, not just for you guys, but for the community of Lincoln, that they'll have a bigger network to get specialization care on the orthopedic world. So let's take another break. When we come back, it is time, baby. We're going to pick NFL games and championship college football Saturday.
Ooh,
being
even
included
better
this week.
Nice. All right.
We'll do that when we come back.